You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you, my friends, for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Let's see how much good we can do in 15 minutes. Let's see what the Lord can do in 15 minutes. Join me in prayer. Lord God Almighty, we praise you today. Our ears are open for you here. We're open to hear a word from you today, Lord. We listen for your voice. We know where you speak in your word. We listen, lead us, and guide us by your Holy Spirit now. Open our eyes to the truth, to what age we're living in right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I only have a minute for an intro here, but what is anything without prayer? Everything is meaningless without it. So may the Lord speak to you today. We're in part two of this message now. We're looking at the days of Noah, the days of Lot. Two key things that Jesus warned us would be signs. Signs that his return were near, that his return was near. So I think we're going to pick it up with a scripture here talking about Peter, talking about the days of Noah. I believe that's where we're going to pick it up here today. If you'd like a copy of this CD, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, or you can download the link my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Here's part two of this message now.
Peter wrote this: "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom he went and preached to the spirits in prison. When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein the few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water." Eight people. Do you hear what he's saying? Out of all the people in the world, only eight got saved. Maybe there was 10 million people in the world. Eight people got saved. Noah, Noah's wife, Noah's three sons, and their wives. And that's it. Talk about boats. If you could find the ark today, you know what you'd find on the outside of it? Like the inside of a coffin of someone you buried alive. Scratch marks. Scratch marks. People that laugh at him when it hasn't even rained and he's out here 120 years building a boat. And as it was during that time, so it will be when he returns. Legendary days. People unprepared. People oblivious to the upcoming judgment of God. All the signs bear witness we are living on the threshold of the return of Jesus Christ. Now keep in mind, the days of Noah involved a deliverance for the people of God from the wrath of God. How about the second coming? Will he do likewise? What will happen then? Matthew chapter 24, where we were at, verse 40. Now, hear me. This is the same paragraph of him speaking when he was talking about the days of Noah. He hasn't changed subjects. It's the same paragraph, okay? This is all going to happen together, not separate. Chapter 24, verse 40 starts with the word then. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, one will be left. See, always at just the right moment, deliverance precedes judgment. Happened in Noah's time. It happened in Egypt in Moses' time. The Lord said to all who keep his word that he will keep them from the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world. Isn't that good news? That God has promised not to treat you the same way as the Christ haters will be treated when this happens? The Bible says concerning those times and seasons, you've got no need that I write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Notice the distinction there, verse 3. Notice there were they. When they say peace and safety, destruction comes upon them. They will not escape. Now, verse 4, but you are not in darkness that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are sons of light. You are sons of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Not drunk, not on meds, sober, able to think, able to hear from God. Satan's got everyone all doped up so you don't hear from God. I said, Satan's got everyone doped up so that you don't hear from God. I'm not talking about on something for an illness. I'm talking about doped up to get through life like I did for 20 years. When the plagues were falling on the Egyptians and God's people had to endure, this is what God said to Moses. He said this in Exodus 8. He said, in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen where my people dwell so that no swarms of flies will be there, so that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land, and I will make a distinction between my people and your people. And tomorrow this will be. In other words, God takes care of his own. Either he'll take us out of the world or protect us in the world. God does not treat his believers the same way as he will all those that reject Jesus Christ. You won't be subject to the wrath that's going to fall upon an unrepentant world. He's either going to see you through it like he did before. Not even a cow was hurt. If you go back and read Exodus and the 10 plagues of Egypt, not even a cow was hurt. He'll either protect you through it or take you out of this world. God takes care of his own. Okay, lastly, how about the days of Lot? Lastly, it's only 11:15. Sorry for those visiting. We usually go a lot longer. That's all right. I'm not done yet. Never fear. I haven't phoned it in yet. Not in 9 years. I'm not going to start now. Luke chapter 17. Back again to Luke, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, drank, married wives, given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28 starts with the word likewise. The likewise here is referring to destruction, the end result. Notice verse 27, it ends with destroyed them all. So does verse 29. Okay, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot. This is the only place you find this in the Bible. It's not in any other gospel. where Jesus gave this other sign so that you'll know his return is near, is when things were like they were in the days of Lot. That's how you'll know my return is near. They ate, they drank, they bought and sold and planted and built. But on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. And here comes the catchphrase, and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, the righteous will be delivered, and everyone else will suffer destruction. Just as the entire world's population did, except for 8 people in the days of Noah. And like everyone in Sodom, except for 4 people, one of which, longing for the world, turned back and turned into a pillar of salt. That's verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Maybe you say, oh, I don't believe that. Jesus says, remember what happened to Lot's wife. Rule number 1, if Jesus says it, you can bet your sweet bippy that it's truth. As he says, Jonah was 3 days, you know, I got all these fish stories. I didn't plan this. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus said it. Believe it. It's true. Remember Lot's wife. So we looked at what characterized the days of Noah. So, question. What characterized the days of Lot? You know, on my cell phone, I got this ringtone. It's crickets. I think I need to play that right about now. Crickets? No one wants to say anything. What, are you afraid they're going to come and run you out? Do you hear what happened in California and Nevada on Friday? The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 not to allow any church have more than 50 people in it. Anytime the governor sees fit, or anytime there's a pandemic or during the coronavirus, until there is a cure. Now, they know it's going to be, if ever a cure, 5 years. And the judge that George Bush appointed, the Republican, joined forces with the 4 liberal judges, and they voted 5-4. Everyone else in Nevada is operating at 50% occupancy, but the church, they said, no, 50 people is all you can have. And this was a small church. This was a Calvary chapel that holds 80 people. Took this all away to the Supreme Court and lost. Now no church can have more than 50 people in it. That's crazy. What characterized the days of Lot? Let's go to Genesis chapter 19. This will be scary, eerily similar. Genesis chapter 19. Now, 2 angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast.